Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, 6 a.m.ers. Welcome to a new day. So I arrive into work this morning and Vic's already head down, buried in the computer.
Yeah.
Chopping up I'm a Celebrity bits and pieces. And I turned to her and I said, "Happy International Men's Day." To which she replied, "Sure, what are you saying?" And she took her headphones off and she looked me dead in the eye and said, "Is it?" And I went, "Yes, it is. It's International Men's Day." "Well, you can tell them all to F off."
I did say that. That's a fact. That is a fact. I stand over that comment.
International Men's Day. Tell them all to F off.
I did, yeah. I did.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
You know, if it was International Women's Day, you'd be swinging your knickers from the wash. About empowerment.
I know.
And female entrepreneurship, and we'd be celebrating the female form. And
well,
we'd,
this
have,
is your
we'd have we'd have clips every 15 minutes talking about the great women of our time. Tell them all to F off.
That's what I said.
Lads, we haven't a hope. We just haven't
that is
a
what,
hope.
That is what I said.
Mm. That's lovely.
Yeah, well, you know. If you ask me at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's the answer you're going to get. Ask me around 9 o'clock, it might be a little bit more diluted.
Is there trouble in paradise?
Oh.
Now that you're over the whole kind of marriage and honeymoon thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Jesus, this is it for life?
That's it, yeah. The realisation.
Oh, my God.
Hang on a second.
Since it is International Men's Day, I would like to say on behalf of men everywhere, fair play to you, lads. You know, you turn up every day, you're heading out to work, you're providing for your family if you have one. You know, you're trying to be a better person, you're trying to be a better man, trying to mind your mental health, trying to mind your physical health, trying to keep the bills paid, trying to juggle society, juggle the pressures, juggle anxiety, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's not easy for
it's
men
not.
Out there,
no,
you know
not.
What I mean? It's not easy. We have to deal with all of that. And you put on the radio, "Tell them all to F off." You know what I mean? On the day that you should be celebrated for having a Mickey, on the day that men around the globe should be, you know, just put up on a pedestal for a few hours and went, "Thank you for all you do. Thank you for the roads you've built and the buildings you've built and the wars you've fought and lost and will continue to lose at home. Thanks for the cuddles. Thanks for the jiggies. Thanks for the babies. Thank you, men."
God, I tell you what.
Thank you. Amen. That's why they say amen at the end of a prayer. Because if it wasn't for men... Who built that road? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is brutal. Absolutely brutal. I'm offended and disgusted.
Are you?
I am. The fact that you didn't even know today was our day.
No, I didn't.
It's shocking. Anyway. To men all over Cork. Happy International Shams Day. I'm thinking of you today. Do you know who's making a load of money on OnlyFans? Women.
Yeah.
And a few men. But it's mostly ladies. Vic did an investigation the other day as to what people are making money out of.
There's a lot of you stuck in traffic going into work to do your job, to make some money, to pay the bills. You know that thing that we all have to do? Gotta show up.
Unfortunately, yes.
And then when I read stories like this, I'm like going, what are we doing with our lives? When people are making this kind of money doing this sort of message.
Yeah, this is crazy.
26-year-old Alexia Grace is making 10 grand a week on OnlyFans for doing this.
So if they're like, "Right, I want you to go for a run, I want you to put it in the jar and send it to me right now," like, they're paying for my time, that's going to cost more. But if somebody's like, "Can you get me a jar, like, as soon as you can, like, no rush, 150. I've got one guy that's brought not just vials, but he buys me head guards on my Amazon wish list, and then I wear them, do my stuff, boxing gloves a lot, and overall, he spent 40,000. I bought a house in cash very recently, a 60 grand card. I'm looking to buy another house very soon.
So she puts on a sweatband, goes to the gym.
Yeah.
does a workout.
Yeah.
And sells the sweatbands.
She sells the sweat
and sweatbands
so
back to people.
So she drips the sweat off that into a little jar.
And sells it to weirdos.
She makes about 10 grand a week, lads.
10 grand a week, everybody.
10 grand a week, lads. Let that sink in on a Monday morning. 10 grand a week.
26 years old, 10 grand a week, selling sweat.
Yeah, she just bought a house with cash for £250,000.
Oh, do you know that Cardi B has made about 50 million on OnlyFans? I don't know what Cardi B does. Maybe she's knitting cardigans. I don't know.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Other people that have made money on OnlyFans, there's a woman out there that sells her bath water.
Yeah.
There's another lady who is making 15 grand a month.
Yeah.
Selling. Yes.
In a jar.
In a jar.
In a jar.
Sweaty gym clothes.
Yeah. Vegan cheese boards where the cheese has been nibbled.
What?
I know.
There's a lady out there selling toenails.
Oh, yeah, there is. But look at what some of the top earners on OnlyFans are selling. So this is what you get top dollar for.
Yeah.
Feet, anything involving feet.
Lily Allen is selling pictures of her feet.
She's making more than she did. She said she's making more from that than she ever did from her music.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brushes their long hair whilst they whisper strange things into a microphone.
I have no
lads,
hair.
Lads, you can't see him, but he's actually brushing his hair while he's doing that. Balloons. Inflating them and popping them in various ways. Top earners on OnlyFans. And live streamed house cleaning. Yes, you heard me right.
Oh, you can watch someone clean their gaff.
Live streamed house cleaning is the top earner. Peeling potatoes is another one. And finally, baby food. Describing different flavours of baby food on camera. We missed a trick, kid, didn't we?
With KC. Jake is out in the digital department and we'd like to help little Jake out.
Oh, Jake.
Our buddy, Jake the Flake.
Yeah, Jake the Flake. The legend that is Jake the Flake.
So he wants just a little personal achievement. He would like to get Red FM's Instagram to 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
Where are we now?
99.
99,000. We need 1,000 new followers to Red FM's Instagram. If you're on Instagram, please, and you're not following us, just for Jake. If you met him, you give him a cuddle.
He's so cute.
He's a little dote.
He is.
But he wants to get it to 100K. So can everybody go follow Red FM on Instagram?
Yes.
You'll see it there. I think it's just at Cork's Red FM. You'll find us on Instagram.
Yeah. Yep.
Click follow and you will make his day. Hey, everybody. Dad Gags time. Here's Rory O'Hagan in the house.
Hey.
These are already flying into us. I'm loving your ones already. And there's a special folder for the ones we can't put on air, so keep those ones coming as well, all right? I don't always fart in Burger King, but when I do, it's a Whopper. That's from Jamie. All right, so I'm going for 3 in a row here.
Yes, this is good. If you get this, this will be...
This will be a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Dad gag hat-trick for me. Rory, take it away, sir. Take it away.
I just quit belly dancing, lads. Didn't have the stomach for it.
That's good. All right, dad gags, here we go. What do you get when you cross a brown chicken with a brown cow?
Don't know.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I don't get it. Is it just, do you get it, Raw?
I do, but it's...
Yeah, is it just that it's a brown chicken and a brown cow? Is that it?
It's the ad, the Lynx ad. If you have to explain it, you've lost already.
Yeah, lost.
To make a long story short, I became an editor.
Oh, you're laughing at him, aren't you? Aren't you?
I like that.
What you call a computer that can sing?
Don't know.
That's Adele.
That's a good one.
All right.
He's come back.
What is the best time of day?
Don't know.
6:30, hands down.
I like that one too.
Why doesn't Elton John eat iceberg lettuce? Because he's a rocket man. Come on, that's all right.
That's good, it's good.
I found out that the guy who stole my diary died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are with his family.
Delighted with himself. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a tricycle?
I don't know.
A tire.
Why is it so hard to stop eating Christmas leftovers?
I don't know.
You just can't quit cold turkey.
How do you weigh a millennial?
I don't don't know.
Instagrams. That's pretty good. I like that. Thanks, Dave, for that one.
The Vatican has just announced the new patron saint of copying people into emails. It's St. Francis of Assisi.
That is superb.
Rory's on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
What award do you give a dentist? Like someone, a dentist that would win Dentist of the Year. What would you give him?
I don't know.
Just a little plaque.
The tongue would have worked as well there.
Yeah.
The world's tongue twister champion has been arrested. He'll be given a tough sentence.
Oh, I'm sweating here, lads. I'm all out. Have you one more for the road?
I certainly do. A piece of toast and a hard boiled egg walk into a bar. The barman says, "We don't serve breakfast here."
Oh, jeez. It'll be another day for my hat trick. Rory wins.
Thanks, guys.
Would you like a job that pays $150,000 a year? All right. The Italian city of Venice is looking for gondolieres.
Oh, wow. Is how much it pays?
$150,000 a year. That's how much you'll get paid with the tips.
Oh, okay.
Well, tips included, is it that you can make up to that amount of money. That's incredible.
That's unreal.
Now, it's apparently they're a dying breed over there.
For rowing a boat?
It's tough going because you're not just rowing, you're pushing. You've got one of those sticks, you're pushing them along. Okay. You're not necessarily rowing. Am I right?
Okay.
I think in a gondola, you're standing up and you're using a stick to along the base of the canal.
Right.
So you're working, physically you're working hard every day.
$150,000 is pretty good though.
Candidates must pass a pre-selection assessment, checking out their boating skills. You have to complete a $400... course, kind of like the driving test they do.
Okay, yeah.
And a medical exam to make sure that you're not going to drop of a banger. Other than that, you could be earning $150,000 a year.
Off you go.
For bringing people on romantic trips.
There you go.
Would this work in the Lee? Would it?
You know what? It's not a bad idea. It'd be a bit chilly though, would it?
You'd have a couple of lads in the Sports Direct jersey.
You could get the blankets just over the knees.
Absolutely. Yeah, put in little heaters and everything.
That's it. Did you say the cork jerseys?
Yeah. Sports, instead of the stripey,
the flag.
You know? Keep a cork by. I don't know.
It's not a bad idea though.
Cork gondolas, is there a market
cork
out there for
gondolas?
Yeah, when the whole city floods, it practically is Venice, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're looking for gondoliers over in Venice. $150,000 a year is what you can earn.
Wow.
If you're looking for, maybe a career change. Then we threw it on the table. Would it work in Cork? Could we put them down the Lee,
Yeah.
And then Phil came up with the idea, gondolangers.
That's
which
right.
I think might work. So slowly but surely we're building this business.
We are.
I just got a message on WhatsApp from Kevin.
Yeah.
And he said, lads, check out the Hollybow. Page 28 and 29, the current Christmas 2024 Hollybow.
Right.
They have an article. International exhibition in Cork that happened in 1902.
Right.
We had gondolas in Cork.
No way.
They were here.
What?
They were using them. There's an amazing photo.
Oh my God.
It's the Pavilion Pond, the Greater Cork Exhibition. Everyone is so well dressed as well, by the way.
Hey, I love it.
Not
a
Fila tracksuit in sight. It's incredible. It's just like it's something from the Peaky Blinders.
It
it's
is.
Amazing. Gondolas were a thing back in Cork, so that's it. We got to bring them back, everybody. Got to bring them back.
And finally, the latest type of staff benefit could be Tinder leave. This is when companies give employees time off to go on dates. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
What? Sorry?
Tinder leave.
Interesting. So is this happening or is it a proposal, Kelly? Or what is somebody suggesting with regards to the old Tinder leave? Can you tell us more?
Well, a HR expert, Caroline Reedy, she says the new trend is being suggested as the key to having a happier workplace. I don't think it'll take off because most people keep their dating lives private.
Yeah.
Most people aren't quizzed by you three on a regular basis on what's going on in their dating life.
It's not so much quiz. We're just, checking in on your happiness.
Supportive. Is that the word you're looking for?
We're living vicariously through your singledom, Kel, is what's going on.
This is it, yeah. Well, we secretly want to be you, Kel. Yeah.
I think you do, you know.
Yeah, we do.
That's what's going on. So this would be like a cigarette break.
Yeah.
Or a walking break.
Yeah.
You get 10 minutes to what? Run, sit in the Jackson's, scroll.
To swipe left, is it? Or swipe right,
whatever it is. I think you're like getting a few... It seems to me like you're going to get a few hours off to organise your dates.
What?
Huh? Ah, here.
What?
So they're going to give you time off in the afternoon. Sorry, I can't make that AGM end of year
it's
meeting.
Tinder time.
Yeah,
how would that work? Because you and the other person would have to organise your put in your requests for the same time.
Dating in general, isn't it?
Yeah,
your
it
requests
is.
At the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't thought it through, lads. Mm. They haven't thought it through. There's but already problems.
It's interesting that this is a request. Like, people are going to their HR to say, I need time to date.
Sorry, well, I need time off.
I think
Tinder.
We need the 4-day working week and the 3-day weekend before we start organising Tinder leave, lads.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring that in.
If you're talking about work-life balance.
Marriage stress leave. I mean, if things are a bit difficult at home and you have to, you know, you need a bit of time alone, there should be a scream room built at the back of the building where you can go in and smash yourself with a pillow and roar. You know? Why can't we have nice things?
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I actually sat down and watched The Old Jungle last night for the first time in years.
Yeah. And thoughts?
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, it's still the same
old messing, but it is good crack when they throw them into... you know, some sort of a cave that's full of creepy crawlies and rats and whatnot.
Right.
But GK Barry, she did very well last night.
You're quite impressed by her so far, aren't you?
She was quite funny, but also very confident. She got 9 stars.
Yeah.
They will eat tonight. They'll have their grub. But it is going to happen. Somebody rises back at 1 star.
Yes, that is going to happen.
And they're splitting
early
the banana.
Any thoughts on a winner?
Far too early.
Yeah.
She could be a really strong contender for it. I'd love if Barry McGuigan got it just because of the Irish connection
and he's
such a gent. Last night, tell us what happened with Barry.
Barry McGuigan opened up last night about the death of his daughter 5 years ago. They were all kind of sitting around and we were talking about this earlier. In the jungle, it's the way a conversation starts and it just rolls into another conversation and other members join in. But this was a sad little moment that Barry had talking about his daughter passing away.
Barry, do you go to church?
I used to go to church a lot. When after my daughter, and not as much. I used to go incessantly, you know. When you lose a child.
Yeah, different. But Janika was poorly when she was young
She had leukemia. When I was making The Boxer, the movie The Boxer with Daniel Day-Lewis, 3 weeks from the end, I had to leave because she had been diagnosed with leukemia. They thought she wasn't going to get better. But she did. She fought back and she won it. She had 2 years of chemo, but she was good and she came back and...
Sorry, Bowser. Just let it out.
Yeah.
You're here, ma'am.
We're all here for you, Barry. Yeah.
It's such a...
No, ma'am.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Why? 5 years.
No, but
Barry,
it still hurts.
You're a man going through pain.
Of course it still hurts. You'll never get over
that.
No, of
course
not. Ever.
And I thought it was obviously a sad moment for him. And as you said, it touched on something that was very raw.
How could anybody that's lost a child could not sit down and speak about it without welling up?
Absolutely.
Because everything hits you at once. It all comes back. All those emotions come back up.
Absolutely.
Do you know what? Like from that bit last night, there's a nice crew in there. There seems to be some decent heads in there.
Yeah, but as you said, it starts
give
off
it time,
like that.
Give it time. Lord of the Flies next week. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The other big moment then, of course, that everybody's talking about from last night's show is Colleen Rooney spoke about Wagatha. Yes, the moment everyone was waiting for has already happened. My theory is she just wanted to get over and done with.
She knew it was coming.
Yeah, have a listen. This is what she said.
Okay.
That was my worst nightmare, was to go to court. Yeah. And that was lying the thing, she was taking me to court.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, she took me to court.
She took her to court.
Because of, like, defamation or something.
Yeah. She lost, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I felt ashamed going to court because I'm not that type to play things out in
but you didn't,
public.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was putting on a show for the whole world.
Yeah.
I didn't want that. I wanted to settle it before and get it done with. And it was like people were saying, oh, it's just 2 schoolgirls, but no one knew the full story.
And you didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
That term, who owns that term?
She does.
Yeah, she might be after you now. No, but get to a point in where you just think, I'm not putting up with this.
No, why should you?
Ooh, She caught her. She caught her rotten in a digital Venus flytrap.
Yes, yeah, she did.
And the way that she went around it was really clever.
Yeah, you process know, of elimination.
Just like get, like having one person she was connected with, and it was like it was quite obvious.
She
that
just she picked them all off, didn't she?
Yeah,
she
yeah,
went
yeah.
through them all, and there was one person left at the end of it.
Yeah. All right. That's your bits. It's back on tonight. I'm a Celebrity. Yeah, it could be a good one this year. Right. 7:52.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Everyone is saying Rory won Dad Gags. I don't disagree. I've handed it to him. He's got the title back for this week. But anyway,
you need a hug, don't you?
I worked hard on those gags.
I know you did.
So did Dave. Morning, Amy. How are we?
Hiya, I'm good.
Amy works in Stryker.
Oh, very good.
Very good. She's in Stryker and Carrick too. Amy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can me and Vic go to your Christmas party?
Yeah, no worries.
Please, I hear they're wild.
Yeah, put us on the guest list there.
Go on.
Yeah, no
yeah.
worries at all.
Yeah, is there any plans this year for a get together?
Yeah, I think we're going out all right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. In twos and threes this year though.
Yeah,
a smaller affair maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's so funny. God.
Anyway, will we move on? Let's go. Amy's here to win €1,000 in cash on the pop quiz. 10 out of 10 is going to win you the money, Amy. If you're stuck on something, give us a guess. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Amy, what famous footballer's wife is in this year's I'm a Celebrity?
Wayne Rooney.
Question 2. What Nicole was once married to Tom Cruise?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number 3. What year was the first iPhone?
2007.
Correct. Question number 4. In what month is St. Patrick's Day?
March.
What country is Paddington in his new movie? Paddington is in
UK.
Question number 6. What Irish band was singer Enya once in? So Enya used to be in a band called
Planet.
Question number 7. Who won an Oscar for the movie The Revenant?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number 8. What country is singer Dua Lipa from?
UK.
Question number 9. What Bridgerton star is in the upcoming Wicked film? It's one of the lads.
I don't know.
JB is the initials. Quickly.
Okay.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you shouted a name there at the end. Sorry.
I know.
It was a good round. It was a good
really
round.
Really good round.
It's
really
hard under pressure, Amy.
It is indeed.
Yeah,
so it's the quiz.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney is correct. Nicole Kidman, 2007 for the very first iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Does anybody out there still have iPhone 1?
If it was a 2007, that's so funny. I wonder what it looks like.
It's tiny and it's kind of fidgety. But if you still have an original iPhone, they're selling for crazy money on eBay. Yeah, the original iPhone 1. March is correct. Paddington's in Peru.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
he is for this one.
He is for this new adventure. Planet is correct for Enya. Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant. And England is correct for Dua Lipa. Jonathan Bailey is the Bridgerton star who's in Wicked. And that's as far as we got, my friend. It's going to be a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors.
Well,
and you did brilliant. And love to all the Stryker gang. And have a great
Christmas
party. Yeah, right. See you, Amy.
Bye,
find yourself.
Bye bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Every future has a history. Stream Dune Prophecy with a Now Entertainment membership.
You know that TikTok trend that's been going around? It's a bit old hat now, but it's where 3 or 4 people stand around. And they all say, give me my money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're doing that kind of Italian thing. But then the thing is, somebody's left hanging and everyone just stops. And it's that awkward moment that makes it really funny. Okay? I want you to have a listen. A family did this, but have a listen to the mum's laugh. I've never in my life heard anything like this. Okay? So here they are. They're standing around. They're doing the give me my money.
Give me my money.
Big clap, everybody. What is going on there?
Is that real?
That, she's fallen over the bed
is
laughing.
Is that real?
100%.
Sounds like a tauntaun from Star Wars. Just before it dies.
That is the most bizarre sound I've ever heard.
I'm nervous to laugh in case an effect like that.
Where does that come from?
We need to find her. We need to get her on the show.
Oh my God,
I don't
Lord.
Know who she is, but she's coming on the show.
Oh God, love her.
It sounds like a dog having a stretch and yarring at the same time.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times. Red FM.